Imagine clicking buy on a crucial $5,000 piece of specialized equipment for your
Oh,
business.
yeah, you get that instant confirmation of ROI.
Exactly. The website is sleek, the user interface is flawless, and the confirmation email hits your inbox instantly.
Feels like magic to the customer.
Right. But behind that polished digital storefront, it is like 3 in the morning, and an exhausted warehouse manager is squinting at a dual monitor setup.
Oh man, I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, they are manually retyping your massive, complex shipping address from their inventory software into a completely different, outdated carrier portal.
Which is terrifying, honestly.
It really is. I mean, they are literally one keystroke away from sending a massive pallet to a loading dock in the wrong state. So, welcome to the invisible, chaotic reality of modern shipping.
It's a mess back there.
And welcome to today's deep dive. If you're joining us, we know you're here because you want to get smart fast, whether you are prepping for a strategy meeting or you are just insanely curious about how the modern world actually works.
And you are definitely in the right place.
Our mission today is to decode this hidden engine because, let's be honest, shipping logistics sounds like a totally dry back office administrative chore.
Yeah, mostly just cardboard, packing tape, and barcodes.
Right. But we're looking at a specific document today called How to Integrate Technology into Your Shipping Process. Docs. And it argues that this is actually the ultimate make or break battleground for modern commerce.
It really is the battleground because that gap between a seamless digital checkout and the gritty physical reality of actually moving a box. That is where most businesses quietly bleed revenue.
Wow, just quietly bleeding out.
Yeah. And the document exposes just how fragile that baseline really is for countless companies out there.
So before we can look at the high-tech solution, we have to understand the surprising chaos of the current baseline, right?
Absolutely. And the focus of our source material heavily centers on small to medium-sized businesses, or, SMBs.
Right, the SMBs.
These are companies that often have brilliant marketing, incredible products, and
Mm.
they look phenomenal on the front end.
Oh, sure, their Instagram is perfect.
Exactly. But behind the curtain, their logistical backbone is, well, it's essentially held together by digital duct tape.
Digital duct tape. I love that. Okay, let's unpack this because reading through the source material, the sheer volume of manual labor still happening in the logistics space is just staggering.
It really is. They rely heavily on manual data entry to bridge the gap between their sales platform and the actual freight carriers.
I mean, you have a customer who expects next day speed, but the business fulfilling the order is literally copying and pasting weights, box dimensions, and zip codes for every single package or pallet.
One by one, it's incredibly tedious.
It feels completely misaligned with the era of high-speed commerce. It's like, I don't know, using a horse and buggy on the information superhighway.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And that manual transfer of information is the root cause of massive downstream failures.
How so? Like, just typos.
Typos, yeah. But also, when a human is entering data, they operate in batches. They aren't dynamically cross-referencing 20 different freight carriers to find the absolute best discounted rate at that exact second.
Right, because nobody has time for that.
Exactly. They usually just pick their default carrier to ensure they can get a label printed before the afternoon pickup window closes.
Ah, so they're racing the clock.
Yes. And the document points out that this leads directly to consistently inflated shipping costs and delayed dispatch times.
Wait, so if the manual way is so terrible and so prone to human error and wildly expensive in the long run, why are businesses still doing it?
That is the million-dollar question.
I mean, is it just sheer stubbornness? Are owners just like refusing to train their staff on new operational software?
Well, what's fascinating here is it is rarely stubbornness.
Really?
Yeah, it is a deeply rooted, highly rational fear of disrupting their existing infrastructure.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you run a business, you likely have an enterprise resource planning system, an ERP, plus an inventory management database, and a customer-facing e-commerce site.
Right, a whole tech stack.
And they might be clunky, but after years of tweaking, they finally talk to each other.
Oh, I see. So touching it is terrifying.
Exactly. The idea of ripping all of that down to install a shiny new end-to-end logistics platform feels like a catastrophic risk. If a massive new system fails on day one, your shipping halts entirely.
And your revenue drops to zero.
Zero. So they freeze. It's integration paralysis.
Integration paralysis. Wow. They look at the sheer effort of a system overhaul and just accept the high costs and delays as an inevitable tax on doing business.
Yeah, they just eat the cost.
And, you know, as a consumer, you feel the symptom of that back office paralysis all the time.
Oh, we've all been there.
Think about the universal frustration of ordering an item, getting a tracking number, and then watching that package disappear into a tracking black hole for 6 days.
Just stuck on label create.
Yes. Label created. And you immediately blame the brand for terrible customer service. But what we are seeing in this text is that the tracking black hole is really just the customer-facing symptom of a back-office data problem.
Precisely. The tracking number gets generated, but the physical handoff of the box and the digital handoff of the data are entirely out of sync.
The digital part happens instantly.
Right, but the physical movement relies on a slow, manual data chain.
Mm.
Modern logistics technology isn't necessarily about replacing the delivery trucks. It is about eliminating that data sync issue entirely.
Which brings us to the technological bridge the document centers on, which is the Freight Commerce API, developed by Freightcom.
Yes. The Freight Commerce API.
This is presented as the direct cure for that integration paralysis we just diagnosed. But instead of being a massive monolithic software overhaul, it's just an API.
Application Programming Interface.
Right.
The core value proposition of an API is non-destructive integration. The document specifically highlights that the Freight Commerce API is designed to slot into a business's existing systems.
So they don't have to tear everything down.
Exactly. It doesn't force a company to abandon their current ERP or the storefront platform they have spent years and probably a fortune customizing.
So what does this all mean for the non-coders among us?
It's actually a pretty elegant concept.
Let's say my online store operates in one programming language, my warehouse inventory software uses another, and the dozens of shipping carriers all have their own proprietary digital networks.
Right, a total language barrier.
Is the API essentially a highly efficient digital translator? Like an invisible interpreter sitting in the middle, automatically translating the order details from my storefront directly into the specific data language the freight carrier system requires.
That digital translator analogy illustrates the mechanism perfectly.
Oh, awesome.
Instead of forcing your warehouse manager to log into a separate portal, read a printed packing slip, and manually translate an order into a shipment request, the API intercepts the data the millisecond the customer clicks buy.
Wow, instantly.
Instantly. It translates the product dimensions, weight, and destination, sends that query out to a massive network of carriers, retrieves real-time shipping rates, and feeds that data right back to your system.
And it does all that in the background.
Yeah. And it completes this entire loop in a fraction of a second.
So it completely eliminates the human bottleneck in the data flow.
It does. And the architectural flexibility of that translator is what makes it so vital. Because it sits between your systems rather than replacing them, it scales seamlessly.
Okay, so it works for anyone.
Basically, yeah. A tiny startup running a basic e-commerce store can use it to automate 20 parcel shipments a week, while a massive enterprise can plug the exact same API into a custom-built ERP to route hundreds of complex multi-pallet freight shipments a day.
It just molds to whatever is already there.
Exactly. It molds to your specific requirements.
Well, saving time and scaling seamlessly are fantastic bullet points for a corporate strategy deck.
Oh, they definitely look good on a slide.
Yeah, but I want to get into the weeds here. I want to know the actual tangible mechanics of what this API does on the warehouse floor.
Let's dig in.
Because the source document lists some very specific operational features, and we really need to understand how they actually work.
The mechanics are where the abstract concept of an API turns into hard operational leverage. The first major feature the text outlines is instant quoting and rating.
Okay.
And it specifies this applies to both standard parcel services and LTL shipping.
LTL being less than truckload.
Yes.
So those are the shipments that are too big for a standard delivery van, but, you know, they don't require renting an entire 53-foot semi-truck, usually just a few pallets of goods.
Correct. And manually sourcing an LTL quote is notoriously tedious.
I can imagine.
A human has to contact multiple freight carriers, input the specific freight class, the exact pallet dimensions, the weight, whether the lift gate is required at delivery, and the destination zip code over and over to compare prices.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It is. But the Freight Commerce API automates that entire sequence. It pings Freightcom's pool of trusted carriers simultaneously and instantly returns the most heavily discounted rates available for that highly specific route.
And it pipes those live rates directly into the customer's checkout screen, right?
Yes, exactly.
The source notes the direct storefront integration means the customer sees the live optimized shipping cost before they even enter their credit card.
Which is huge for conversion rates.
And the business isn't guessing at an average shipping cost and just eating the margin if fuel surcharges cause freight rates to suddenly spike that morning.
Exactly. It dynamically protects the profit margin on every single transaction while giving the customer total transparency on their shipping options.
It perfectly aligns the financial reality of the shipment with the point of sale.
That's a great way to summarize it.
Here's where it's really interesting, though, and where I actually have a major question about risk.
Okay, shoot.
The document states the API automatically generates shipping labels and highly sensitive documentation.
Yes, it does.
It specifically highlights auto-generating BOLs, which are bills of lading, the legal contract between the shipper and carrier,
right,
as well as customs invoices. Now, wait a second. Customs compliance is incredibly strict.
Oh, very strict.
A single error can result in massive fines or seized merchandise. Doesn't handing the generation of international customs documents over to an automated system introduce a massive compliance risk? Like, what if the computer maps the wrong data field?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we actually have to flip that assumption entirely.
Really? Flip it?
Yeah. The fear of machine error ignores the statistical reality of human error. The manual generation of customs documents is actually where the overwhelming majority of compliance failures occur.
Oh, because humans get fatigued.
Unquestionably. Imagine typing a 12-digit international harmonization code, a highly specific product weight, and a complex foreign address into a customs form.
Ah, that sounds rough.
Now imagine doing that for the 100th time that day at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, I would absolutely mess that up.
We all would. The probability of transposing two numbers is incredibly high. And if that happens, that pallet of goods sits in a border warehouse for 3 weeks, accumulating storage fees while you try to untangle the paperwork with customs agents.
Ouch. That is an expensive typo.
Very. By automating it, the API removes the variable of human fatigue from the equation entirely.
Ah, I see. So the machine pulls the core data straight from the master inventory file. If the master file is correct, the customs invoice is flawless every single time.
Exactly. It enforces absolute data continuity.
Yeah.
From the moment the digital order is placed to the moment the physical box crosses a border, the data is never manually altered or retyped.
That makes total sense.
And speaking of data continuity, the text also details end-to-end real-time tracking. Because the API maintains an open, constant line of communication with the carrier systems, the tracking updates are pushed automatically to both the business and the customer.
Oh, so it solves that tracking black hole we discussed earlier.
Yes, by transforming customer service from a reactive apology into a proactive update.
There is another layer here that we can't skip, which is data security.
Super important.
The document emphasizes multiple layers of enterprise-level encryption. When we talk about logistics, we mostly picture cardboard boxes, forklifts, and packing tape. But a shipping label is essentially a billboard of sensitive personal information.
It really is. Full names, home addresses, phone numbers, gate codes, buying habits.
That's a lot of personal data just sitting on a box.
Right. And if an API is going to act as a bridge between your internal storefront and external third-party freight carriers all across the internet, that bridge has to be heavily armored.
So that's where the encryption comes in.
Exactly. The enterprise-level encryption ensures that the data payload remains completely unreadable to any malicious actor trying to intercept the transmission. Protecting the customer's data is just as critical as protecting the physical packages.
Okay, so we have a digital translator that integrates without destroying the current setup, dynamically hunts for the best rates, writes flawless international customs documents, and acts as an encrypted vault for customer data.
Sounds pretty good, right?
The upside is incredibly clear. But how does a business actually undergo this transition? The source provides a 6-step blueprint for implementation. Let's look at the actual reality of getting this running.
Yeah, let's walk through it. Step one is assessing needs. Before writing a single line of code, a business has to audit its actual shipping volume and bottlenecks.
Makes sense. Gotta know what's broken before you fix it.
Right. Are they shipping mostly small parcels, heavy LTL freight, or a complex mix of both? Once they know that, step two is requesting access.
And how do they do that?
They literally just go to freight.com site, fill out a specific form link, and get the API keys and the developer documentation.
Oh, just a form online.
Yep. And this is where the project moves from strategy to technical execution, which leads to step three, integration.
This is the scary part for non-tech people.
Well, this is where the development team actually writes the code to connect the company's internal software to the Freight Commerce API.
Okay, so the devs do the heavy lifting there.
Exactly. And that leads directly into step four, which is arguably the most critical phase, testing. You do not just turn an API on and hope for the best in a live environment.
Oh, I would hope not.
You run simulated orders in a sandbox environment.
Because if a developer accidentally mapped the product weight field in the inventory software to the package height field in the API during integration, the automated system is going to flawlessly generate completely broken shipping quotes.
Precisely. Thorough testing validates that the digital translator is actually speaking the right dialects and that every data point is landing exactly where it needs to.
So test, test, test.
Once the data mapping is confirmed and secure, step five is training the staff.
Breaking those old habits.
Yeah, the warehouse team has to unlearn their old habit of logging into external carrier portals and learn how to trigger shipments directly from their native ERP interface.
And finally, step six is monitor and optimize.
Right, watching the analytics to see where further routing efficiencies can be gained.
Looking at this entire timeline, it feels like physical therapy for your supply chain.
Physical therapy. In what sense?
Well, physical therapy requires breaking down the scar tissue of old habits to build new operational muscle. It takes deliberate, slightly uncomfortable work up front.
Okay, I see where you're going.
You know, you have to halt your normal routine, pay your dev team to map API fields, run extensive sandbox tests to find errors, and force your warehouse staff to change workflows they've used for years. It's a heavy lift initially.
It definitely is.
But once you get through that physical therapy, you aren't just limping along anymore. You are equipped to sprint.
That is a great way to contextualize the initial friction. The integration phase is an investment of focus that yields massive operational leverage later.
But let's say the therapy works incredibly well. A business implements this, their fulfillment speeds up drastically, customers are thrilled.
The dream scenario.
Right. But then a prominent influencer reviews their product, the video goes viral, and suddenly their daily shipment volume spikes by 1,000% overnight.
Ooh, that's a good problem to have, but still a problem.
We've seen massive websites completely crash from viral traffic. Does this digital bridge collapse under the weight of thousands of simultaneous shipping requests?
This is a critical point addressed in the text under the concept of robust scalability.
Robust scalability.
Yeah. The architecture of the Freight Commerce API is explicitly designed to handle extreme volume spikes. A human logistics team would drown under a 1,000% increase in orders. They literally couldn't type labels fast enough.
Right, their fingers would fall off.
Exactly. But an API processes 10,000 requests with the exact same latency and precision as 10 requests. The system absorbs the viral spike effortlessly without degrading performance.
Okay, but what if a genuinely bizarre edge case happens? Say they are shipping a highly unusual piece of freight across an international border, and the automated system throws an error code they've never seen.
That can happen.
Are they just stuck arguing with an automated chatbot while their freight sits on a dock?
No, and this is a major differentiator highlighted in the document. They're not left stranded. FreightCom provides access to highly trained on-call shipping experts.
Oh, real people.
Real people. So if your dev team hits a wall during the initial API integration, or your warehouse encounters a highly complex freight issue that requires human nuance, you are connected to real technical support.
That's a huge relief.
You have people who understand both the software architecture and the gritty physical reality of the freight industry actively helping you troubleshoot.
It's basically the speed of machine automation backed by the safety net of human expertise.
Exactly. It is a comprehensive system designed to completely remove the anxiety of scaling a physical product business.
Which really brings our journey full circle. We started by looking at companies that are effectively suffocating under manual data entry, paralyzed by the fear of upgrading their clunky legacy systems.
And quietly bleeding profit through inflated shipping rates and constant delays.
Yes. Bridging that analog gap with a sophisticated digital tool like the Freight Commerce API fundamentally rewrites the rules of their operation.
It really does.
It takes a massive, chaotic back office liability and transforms it into a streamlined, automated, competitive edge.
For anyone listening, whether you are architecting the back end of a massive e-commerce empire or you are simply a consumer trying to understand the invisible digital forces that successfully route a package to your front doorstep.
Which is pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is. Recognizing the power of API integrations is vital. It is the fundamental nervous system of modern commerce. But this raises an important question.
Oh.
About where this connection is heading next.
Yeah, because the document we analyzed focuses on how APIs perfectly automate the shipping of physical goods today. Finding the best rate, generating the perfect customs label, tracking the truck in real time.
Right, moving the goods that already exist.
But what happens when these logistical systems become so incredibly advanced that they start looking backward, up the supply chain?
What do you mean?
Well, if a logistics API can track a pallet across borders in real time and is constantly hunting for the absolute cheapest, fastest, most optimized route, what happens when these shipping APIs start communicating directly with manufacturing APIs?
Oh, wow.
Could we eventually see businesses run entirely autonomously?
That's wild.
Right. Imagine a scenario where a factory doesn't just build a massive stockpile of inventory and blindly hope it ships efficiently. Instead, the factory only physically begins building a product the exact millisecond. The shipping API detects the optimal weather conditions, the perfect traffic route, and the cheapest carrier rate to deliver it.
So the logistics dictate the production.
Exactly. The shipping algorithm essentially commands the manufacturing floor. The physical creation of the product bends entirely to the digital optimization of its delivery.
That would change everything.
It would turn shipping from a final step into the core brain of the entire enterprise. It truly makes logistics the ultimate make-or-break battleground we talked about at the very beginning. The chaos is still out there, but the companies armed with the right digital translators are the ones conquering it.
I love that thought.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the hidden systems running the world around you, and we'll catch you on the next one.